From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Guyana government says it hopes to sign a support program agreement with the IMF this month. In Suriname, President Shankar met today with Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick to discuss the peace process. And the political future of Puerto Rico was the subject of new congressional hearings in Washington today. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Guyana government says it hopes to reach agreement with the International Monetary Fund on a support program by the end of this month. But as Sharif Khan reports from Georgetown, President Desmond Hoyt's government is still not sure when it will be able to draw on the fund's resources.
Finance Minister Carl Greenidge told reporters today negotiations with the fund were continuing, but arrears to the IMF, World Bank, and the Caribbean Development Bank have to be cleared before Guyana benefits from a standby arrangement and an enhanced structural adjustment facility. A Western group of nations, chaired by Canada, had hoped to clear the debt hurdle from contributions among members. One member, the United States, which had originally pledged between $8 and $13 million, now says it can only put in $1 million. This has in effect stymied the Guyana Economic Recovery Program, and Greenidge says his government is now drawing up with the IMF a revamped three-year fund monitor scheme. The initial program kicked off last March with a 70% devaluation of the Guyana dollar, and despite other harsh economic measures, real GDP last year fell by about 4%. The support group is now scheduled to assess the situation next Thursday in Washington, and Greenidge says his government wants an urgent resolution of the problem. Sharif Khan, Georgetown, for BBC Caribbean Report.
The government of Suriname, in danger of being pushed to the sidelines in the search for lasting peace in the interior, has held a top-level meeting with Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick. This morning, Brunswick was received by President Shankar and Vice President Henk Eron for talks on finalizing the controversial Kuru Peace Accord aimed at ending 4 years of fighting. A similar invitation has also been extended to the Tucayana Amerindian Movement, the other armed party involved in the peace talks. As Chandra Van Bimendijk reports from Paramaribo, the government has been pressed into speeding up the peace process by recent developments.
This step by the government comes within a week after Army Commander Desi Bouterse's surprise move to bring the two rebel leaders together for the first time. At a mass rally last Sunday for the 10th anniversary of the military takeover, the two joined Bouterse on the platform, making a public oath to refrain from violence and work towards peace. For the government, this created an unprecedented opportunity it apparently wants to seize eagerly after having lost the initiative in the peace talks. Coming to an agreement with the rebels is obviously of great importance to the government and explains the top-level representation for talks with Ronnie Brunswick. This move is, however, not cheered by everyone here. The powerful Council of Trade Unions in Suriname is very critical of the government's handling the peace process since Bouterse's withdrawal from the talks. The council disagrees that resumption should take place at such a high level. There is no guarantee, it says, that President Shankar and Vice President Aron will succeed in coming to an agreement. And if their negotiations reach a deadlock, the peace process cannot be taken to a higher level. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo for BBC Caribbean Report.
On the foreign exchanges in London today, the pound was down against a dollar 135 points at $1.6520. On the London bullion market, gold closed down 4.25 at $403.5 an ounce. Among the soft commodities, May sugar was up 2.1 at $318.1 a ton. May cocoa was up 31 at £711.5 a ton. And May coffee was up 25 at £674.5 a ton. On the London Metal Exchange, 3 months aluminium was up $10 at $1,545.5 a ton, and 3 months nickel was up 252.5 at $8,527.5 a ton. Nickel prices jumped more than 9% on the Metal Exchange Thursday. That was the biggest price movement the metal has seen in 1 day since April of 1988. I asked metals analyst Robin Barr of WI Carr in London if Caribbean producers of nickel should expect to benefit from the upsurge in nickel prices in the long term.
The long-term price of nickel is sustainable around about $8,300 a tonne. And bearing in mind that the majority of world producers, which would include the Caribbean, have cost of production around $2.50, perhaps as high as $3, I think they could still be profitable at these levels. We are forecasting for consumption to continue to increase towards the year 2000.
The political future of Puerto Rico, at present a dependency of the United States, has been the subject of new congressional hearings in Washington. The House of Representatives Insular Affairs Committee has been hearing testimony today from the leading advocates of the three options being offered to the 3.5 million people of Puerto Rico. One, continued status as a Commonwealth dependent.